Yes, man.
Yeah. Okay. I'm plugged in.
Fans out.
Nah, what the fuck was that you was just playing,
man? Man, Banzo, you feel me?
That's unreleased. Hey, man.
Dead Gossip Part 2.
Oh, yeah, you feel me? Yeah.
Hey, man, tap into it, man. We gonna run it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a little homie. Yeah, we got something coming for sure.
I'm telling you.
Shout out to everybody for tuning in. I can't even think. Is this episode 47? It might be 47 or 48.
One of those two. it's up in there.
We'll get it right again. Yeah. It's your boy Dwayno.
Man, it's your boy XK.
And it's the Plugged In Podcast.
I'm plugged in.
So we're gonna get right into it, man. This nigga 50 Cent done got on Instagram talking about well, here, just let me play it.
Yeah.
Supposedly Young Buck came out gay. So let's see what's going on here. Now there's already been numerous
a whole bunch
situations that you brought to my attention I ain't even realized.
Okay, Buck has hit rock bottom. Buck is living with his trans girlfriend, who is his manager, Charlie P's, used to be brother. So it's a trans. She's trans now, okay? So if Charlie P's manager has used to have a brother who is now trans, okay? And that's who Buck has decided to settle down with. And apparently everybody in Nashville knows now, okay? So he's apparently out with his relationship. And Lucrecia, she's like, you know what? I want his ass to go to jail, okay? I'm tired of him beating on me because I've called him with many transgender women as well as gay men, okay? And I'm tired. And one of the gay, one of the trans girls actually just came out a few months ago and announced that, you know, I don't know why she was doing it. You know, the same one that called it, you know, that had him on video. And, you know, she was giving him head and stuff. And she announced that she, you know, taking this, okay? Buck has...
My nigga. I mean, first of all, respectfully, man, to each his own, right? But...
I'm plugged in.
Fuck that. This nigga Buck then got called out several times, bro. You got to explain this shit. And he's my favorite G-Unit rapper of all time.
You been touching them boys' booty hole for 10 years.
Don't get it twisted. I fuck with
you. You been touching them boys'
everybody
booty
else,
hole.
But man. I mean,
it is what it is. Respectfully, to each his own. But you just come out the closet if that's what it is.
Do you think it's Pride Month as to why this news has come out?
Yeah.
I think that's probably why.
Yeah. They saying just let it out, bro.
Let us know in the comments what you think. You think it's cool? Like...
Give your point of opinion. I'm going to give my point. How about that? Now, respectfully, this is just our opinion. You don't have to agree. You can disagree. This is just everybody has an opinion. Okay?
Again, I agree with you. You said, you know, like, I don't got no problem with anybody that get down like that.
At all.
Woop-de-woop. There are some people that... There are some men out there who will... There are some men out there who don't have a problem fucking with a bitch.
Right.
that was born a man.
Right.
But looks like a whole woman now. And there's a lot of women out here that were born a man that me and you might come across think that might be really a nigga, woman. I mean, I got a clear radar.
Nigga, hold on. Let's take it back. I'm from Jenny Jones era, my nigga. Where they have the... respectfully, right? They be like, is it a man or a woman?
Right.
I ain't never got a Jenny Jones episode wrong on my mama. I ain't never got a Jenny Jones episode wrong. So, you know what I mean? But yeah, some of y'all might get fooled.
Nah, but like I was saying, I mean, it's cool if he get down like that. It's just unfortunate because in this industry, with this black industry,
yeah,
how frowned upon it's looked on.
They finna chop
and then
down.
The shit always just comes out. Like it ain't like somebody just like it ain't like we always knew he got down like that. You feel me? And on top of that, it could have been a situation where he was fucking around with this person he fell in love.
So do you think
that means they're doing anal? Because he's not. She's probably still
better. You was hitting in the number two, not the number one the whole time.
Right.
You know what I mean? I mean.
That's nasty.
Respectfully to each his own, you know what I mean? So do you think if he would have. If he would have came out, if it was true, if he would have expressed this earlier in the game.
If he would have came in the game like that.
Immediately like that. Yeah. You think it would be different?
But that type of shit is frowned upon, just like it's frowned upon in the black community. Like, for example. I posted this video. Y'all can go on the page.
Plugged in or?
Yeah, plugged in. I posted
Instagram
this video.
Instagram or Facebook?
Instagram.
My bad. Okay.
I posted it a couple days ago. This little boy, he was like 11, 10, 11, or 12. Mm-hmm. And his mom and dad was beating him up, talking crazy to him because he's gay. He was doing gay things
How
around
was
them.
He?
He was probably 10, 11, 12. And I felt like his dad was all in his face, or the person that looked like to be his dad might have been an older brother. He was just slapping him. Yeah, you keep doing that gay shit. Like, what the fuck wrong with you?
I mean,
then you can hear, like, a girl in the background talking big shit. But the boy's, like, clearly defending himself. Like, because he's been getting smacked on or punched on or pushed. Yeah, it's fucked up. I feel like it's fucked up how they did that. Because the whole social media and the internet shit is foolery. Everybody want to put shit on camera.
Hey, I agree with that.
I ain't get it. I ain't understand why they wanted to put it on camera. You know what I mean? They could have did whatever they needed to do.
Yeah.
Any kind of disciplinary action they needed to do.
And if that boy was 10, 11, or 12, okay, understandable. You might be going, you know, I think that's when puberty hits now, somewhere up in that age. You know what I mean? So if that's how you feel, then you might know what it is at that age.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I ain't knocking it. You know what I mean? So completely. But
back to Young Buck.
Yeah, back to Young Buck. Man. It's crazy.
Buddy guy,
what's going on? It's okay, Batman.
See, I think he been fucking with a girl who he later on found out was a dude.
How the fuck you not know you fuck with a girl that's not the
if
dude?
This is completely true, bro. If this is really true.
Did she still have the dick and balls? Pause.
This woman said some girl named Lucretia or something. Probably his baby mom or something. Said that she been catching that nigga dick. He could just be getting his dick sucked.
Nigga, that's
he
gay.
Explained it on Vlad.
Respectfully.
He explained it on Vlad how some girl was sending him naked pics on the DM on the gram and he pulled up trying to get his dick sucked because she was talking like she was on her period and shit.
Nigga, that's a red flag.
So he ain't even looking down there if he getting hit.
She look good. She can give me some head. Nigga, if you don't get your ass out of here with that goofy ass shit. That is exactly why. That nigga, hey, for real? Okay, you know, I'm into hip-hop. She like that story. So I didn't do my research. Mm-hmm. I didn't hear the motherfucking... The first one was some picture of this nigga with this particular coat on. Another coat. Dope-ass coat. And it was like... They took a picture of it. And then they had phone calls. Why the fuck you put that picture on your top? Man, just do your research. Don't believe what nobody say. Do your research.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's nothing wrong with it, again, respectfully, but I just feel if you know what I mean, my nigga, if they've been talking about it for 10 years, or
right.
7 years, or 8 years, however long it's been a minute.
Probably true.
It's probably true, so. That's my opinion on it, but y'all ain't got it respectfully. You know what I mean? That's just how I feel.
And then Juvie was on Vlad this month talking crazy about Young Buck. Because of their history. But that's another story, another conversation. So we'll move along. Ace Hood. Sounds like his baby mom's a little salty. She recently came out today and addressed how This nigga has got $144,000 in PPP loans.
PPP loans.
We don't know exactly what his business was called or his LLC or whatever he put together. We do know that it is public record. And
you can tap into that. She gonna get her money now. That was her main objective, was her getting her money out of that PPP loan.
Yeah, absolutely.
Didn't care about the business.
But now you're not getting no money, bitch. Bro. Because you're exposed to how this nigga finessed the system.
They coming in there.
I remember when, I don't know if you remember this, but I remember it was like BET Awards. It was like 2015, 2016, and Ace Hood was on the red carpet.
You talking about when that bezel fell off?
Yeah.
They was like, I've never seen a fist falling off like that. I was like, damn, they cutting this nigga down. You didn't see that? They was like, if it fell off like that, it must have been fake or some shit. They was broadcasting that shit.
Right. That's crazy. So for him to finesse this long like this,
put it on, was like,
yeah, that motherfucker, he was like trying to, like, that just made it worse. That like, whole thing made it worse.
If it fell off, that's not it, Bob.
Shout out to Ace Hood, man. I'm a fan, bro.
He did do a shit, though, but
I'm a fan of that one song he had. Not the Bugatti one, but like,
this way. Hey, man, the nigga said that one song. Respectfully.
Yeah. It was good, something. Some shit about being real.
Oh, this remix for Plaza. No, that was Plaza's song.
So, damn. Shit. So, anyway, Pooh Shiesty, moving along, Pooh Shiesty. The homie was denied bail. Of course, we know why he went to jail. He was in a club. He don't need no security. He keep his own fire in the club.
That's what the nigga said.
So supposedly,
on the song,
I guess he dropped a lot of money.
40,000.
And you know when you drop like 40,000,
a 40 ball.
When you drop a 40 ball, it's gonna sound like that when it hit the floor. Mm-hmm. Somebody picked that shit up in the club.
Ran out of there.
This nigga reacted, started shooting, allegedly.
That's what we heard in the video.
Right, so,
did it be on the page, tap into
he's in jail now and has been denied bail.
And what did the nigga have on?
You tell me.
He had that turtle.
turtle.
He had that green outfit on, man, you know, that suicide.
So he was immediately made a meme.
And funny, not funny. But if you listen to the music, the turtle outfit just don't make sense. Not only if you was in protective custody, or right. You was really on some turtle shit. You know, that one Velcro, because you can't hang yourself.
Yeah.
That suit.
Right.
Brr. Yeah, that part. Brr. Yeah. I said, this nigga, and he did. If y'all seen the picture, the nigga was in there with that turtle outfit.
Instant meme.
Yeah, they was on his ass.
All right, so moving along, I wanted to talk about this nigga Carmelo Anthony. Have you heard about him in the news lately? He's a basketball player.
All I heard was,
so this nigga, his wife, right?
Yeah, about to get divorced.
Lala, she already filed. She filed divorce. They've been married for 11 years. She bad.
Lala,
she's one of my tops. For sure.
Immediately.
So anyway, this nigga, first one day, Lala posted a picture of him sitting on like a stairwell. And in the background, she was like, "This is why I'm getting a divorce."
In the background, my nigga.
The background was like the ramp where you hold on, like if you're walking down some stairs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The ramp that you're holding on or whatever. Mm-mm. The sidebar, whatever that shit called, to guard you down, to hold on to.
So you don't slip and fall.
Right.
The rail.
So she spotted the difference of that because he had told her where he was at. And so she knew that where that location was, that
he wasn't near where
that
he was supposed to be at.
That isn't what the rails look like in the background.
Oh, nigga, you overseas.
So then the next day, the news comes out that this nigga had twins and he didn't move the...
he had what?
Twins. He moved the mother of the two twins to London to get their registrations and, you know, all their identifications together. He was in the midst of doing that and got caught up.
So he was trying to make it seem like he was going to have a different family over there.
He did.
Damn, yeah, I didn't even know he said twins?
Yeah, he just had them, like, recently. I don't know how recently, so that's why I don't want to say. But yeah, I fuck with Carmelo, man, but him and Lala kind of really been bumpy the last few years.
That nigga was a player.
Yeah, for real,
nigga said he was trying to do it. That was fucked up.
Right. Sadly, he went out in the first round of the playoffs this year. I forgot who them niggas got smacked.
That nigga got time.
Yeah, he got time. He been off, been out of the bubble, been moving around, grooving.
Damn, my nigga.
Like I said, Lala, she's getting a divorce.
You got caught up because you wasn't playing in the series, huh?
Right.
you were still moving. She would not have known, but she was at
some
the
niggas
house.
Need to hit some pussy and get something good before the game. I know I'm that type of nigga. I'm gonna be trying to get some nuck nuck before the game the
hey,
next day.
Pull up about 7:15.
I need to be need to be relieved
before or after the game. That's the question.
So what was you talking about, dude? Like, dude's son is an uncle.
Oh man,
what is this about?
Man, it was this story, man. Can we get a fact check? Dude was like, basically, what would you do if you found out your son was your uncle?
Bruh.
Yeah, my nigga, if your son was your uncle. So that literally means that your girl was fucking your grandpa.
Your son is your uncle, so he really ain't your son.
He's your son. Uncle. No, he's your uncle.
So he fucked. So who got fucked?
The grandpa. Your grandpa was fucking your girl.
Oh, so you already got a son. But now she's fucking you. Nah. She got pregnant by your grandpa.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm beating my grandpa's ass. Nah, I ain't gonna beat his ass, but he gonna get cussed out.
I'm like,
sure.
Shit, you better go holler at that nigga then.
I'm be like, damn, grandpa, for real.
He got retirement, he got social security, nigga was in the military. You good.
Damn.
We're like, yeah, my nigga, I'm dropping him off.
Somebody do a fact check on that one.
Yeah, please. But what would you do? Leave it in the comments.
Yeah, for sure. So moving along, this nigga Trick Daddy. I don't know if y'all know, he has a restaurant down in Miami.
What's the name of it? Don't say it. We ain't getting paid that much. His restaurant.
His restaurant, and I think he's had it for at least a couple years.
Yeah.
But I guess for some reason, he got on the internet and said Beyonce can't sing. I don't know why. Maybe somebody asked him who his top fives is or some shit like that, but I came across how he just said that.
It was random. So, it might have been random.
Yeah, it could have possibly been random because he's that type of nigga for real, low-key. But then, you know doing that. She got a hell of a fan base. Like,
your career's
I don't think
over.
People understand. Like, she got a serious fan base.
He should have been quick and turned them comments off.
So they go to his, they go to Google to do reviews for his restaurant. And his ratings went from like, decent good rating, like if we wanted to pull up to that bitch right now, to like very bad
they shooting
ratings. But he responded too. Let me see this shit real quick.
I plugged in. You think it was just controversy too? I don't know.
For y'all, for all y'all who think that my opinion come get you a shot. Come get you a shot of this. Kill yourself, cause you ain't gonna kill me.
Opinion. I feel him there for real, if that's what he's trying to say. Niggas can't have an opinion, is that internet is super soft.
Yeah, everybody is supposed to have an opinion, man.
It's kind of like comedians and shit, too. They don't want to fucking... They can't really say shit. A lot of comedians is holding back a lot of shit that they could probably be saying and speaking on.
Yeah, they scared. Hey, man, let's bounce back to some... what you feel about Juneteenth, man? I feel a lot of people...
Yeah.
Even though it's a holiday, I feel both sides of it. You feel what I'm saying? Some people's like, cool. But other people's like, man, this ain't nothing but a motherfucker.
Hold on, you talking about black people?
Yeah.
Or just every people?
This is black people in regards to Juneteenth.
Right.
Like, some of them's cool, you know what I mean? We got a holiday, you know what I mean? It's all these years, cool, but you give us one day instead of all this other shit that we're trying to do, and you're just going to give us this one day, Juneteenth? That's the bullshit. So I feel both sides of it, man. So that's what I was going to say, man. What's your thoughts? How you feel and why? Because I don't know. It's fucked up. You feel both sides.
Shit. I agree. I was trying to find something that somebody I know said about it that really hit it for me.
I think I might have posted something like that shit. Hold on. I know what you're talking about. There's a couple things on there like that. Hold on.
I mean, it took 150 something years. So here it is. Somebody has said, we didn't ask for a Juneteenth holiday. We asked for an anti-hate bill to be signed on our behalf. Like you did for the Asians. Stop playing with us.
Facts, though.
So that's kind of the energy I'm on. But, you know, I agree with what you said, too. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, I also feel like we can't really move as the unit we want to move, because the way we kind of created this shit is we only want to be us, like one, like not really together with the others. And that's not such a bad thing. That's just kind of what they created. You know what I mean? It goes back 100 years ago. Like, they didn't taught us how to be violent. They didn't taught us how to be.
Hey, man, this is what I heard. Don't think I'm crazy. This is some shit that I heard that fucked me up, right? Mm-hmm. They said, Asians got their reparations. Or Chinese, whichever ones, they got their reparations, right? And you said the reason why is because they was able to trace their roots back to wherever they was, right? Mm-hmm. So how they explained it to me was, at one time, we had a treaty when we was friends. Black, white, whatever, right? Mm-hmm. So we came back to this land, and there's a guy that was like, well, you my slave? He was like, no, we my friends. He was able to trace his heritage back to where it came from. Just like the Chinese people, that's where they were able to get their reparations, right?
Yeah.
But at one point in time, it went from that to every man's created equals, whatever, how it is in there, right? To black and white, right? And at that time, it was a separation. Now, it wasn't every man created equal because it was black. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I was like, damn, that's crazy. But it gets deeper, man. But that's just how it was explained to me. Like, I never thought about that. But before, he said, if you look in the Constitution, where can you find where it says black and white?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It wasn't set up for us. Kind of like, you know what I mean? I can get real deep into that, but I ain't going to do that.
Yeah, but be fucking with it, though. See what I'm talking about? This ain't on. I'm plugged in. Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll kind of touch on some shit we was kind of talking about before we hit that button. So basically, T-Rail, who to me is an R&B singer / rapper, he's an artist, you know what I mean?
He's an artist, right.
He had said something on Twitter or Instagram or something about, I don't know what, a couple weeks ago, talking about how he's reached out to a certain couple of individuals who are in the music industry, and by all means, they're pretty famous. And I would say that their features of the way they look kind of similar to him, but not really their music. Like, they can blend in with his music for sure, but like I said, he's more of an R&B singer, to me at least.
So business size, music size.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, music on the music side, that's what you're saying, on business side, that's what you see.
Right.
Okay, I'm listening.
So basically, he reached out to these folks. For whatever reason, he got on the internet one day, and to a lot of people, it looked like he was complaining. Like, let's keep it 100. A lot of people felt like he was just complaining because he got on the internet and was like, yeah, I've reached out to both these individuals. They ain't trying to fuck with me, basically. That's what he was saying. He said a little bit, but that's basically what he said to some of that.
In a nutshell, yeah, right.
And, I fuck with Rail. You know what I mean? He know that. But a lot of people was just like, bro, you, I don't know. What did you say?
Man, because what I get from it, I get what he's saying, man, but at the same time, man, you can't express that shit. You gotta let it be what it is, my nigga. You know what I mean? Like, you representing us, like, we represent you. You feel what I'm saying? Like, you're doing your shit. Keep doing your shit.
Can't
you know what I mean?
Person.
Yeah, but don't let them show. Don't show your emotions, man. Fuck them. You getting your bag. Keep doing what you're doing. You gonna do what you're doing. Make them wanna fuck with you by you doing what the fuck you're supposed to
they
do.
They fuck with you for what they
feel
fuck
me?
With you for.
Yeah. So keep doing you, my nigga. Like, that's all I'm saying, bro. You putting on for the town. You going a lot of places that.
You know, I was reading the comments. I'm a comment reading ass.
Me too.
I'll go down and look in the comments.
I'm looking at all
a
that.
A lot of motherfuckers were saying that T-Rail is trying to capitalize off Mo3's death.
Man.
What's your thoughts?
Hey, man, we have to keep it all the way 100, right? I'm just saying. I guess, I mean, shit, it's fucked up. I guess he ran a lot of death. He played what he said. You feel what I'm saying? Like, it's fucked up, but it might just be that's what type of shit happened around him. You know what I mean? Not like that, but you feel what I'm saying? They're like, it's some fucked up shit, my nigga. Like, and that's how he expressed himself. He said he's a singer, you know what I mean? He's not.
People think, like, he's taking his wave, trying to, like, make music like him now.
This nigga's stupid.
I'm just saying, that's what people are saying in the comments. I think these
they
are people.
They did, though.
I think these are people.
The
I think these are, yeah, I think these are people from, like, not here, though. You know what I mean?
They ain't from here, though. Yeah. That's what people are saying.
These are people, like, from not here. You know what I mean? Because ain't nobody, like, I'm not. I don't stay here anymore. But I don't hear a lot of people saying that on my timeline. What's what?
What was the page, man?
T-Rail?
No, not that one. The one who posted that.
Spade TV official. I think it's an Instagram. And they caption was like, "Why ain't nobody trying to fuck with T-Rail?" And like you said, it's like, why even express how they ain't fucking with you? That ain't something we all need to know.
Yeah, man, you know, that's what I was taught. Like,
what can we do for you that's gonna change that? You know what I mean?
Like, no. Cause I used to be high head, like, fuck that shit. You know what I mean? And somebody broke it down, like, why you letting them? Why you letting them get underneath your skin? Like,
no, at the end of the day, is if you're an artist out there, you gotta believe in yourself first.
True.
And then you gotta believe that you are like special enough and that you deserve to really be doing this shit. And then number two, like, whoever fuck with you, they fuck with you for what they fuck with you for.
Right.
They fuck with T-Rail. Like, T-Rail got hella fans.
He do.
And they fuck with him for what they fuck with him for.
I agree.
And I guarantee you it's not rapping.
The nigga say.
And that's a local rapper mentality.
Right. I mean, what would you
type
do?
Type of shit that he's on.
And y'all be, I mean, what would you do if your homeboy died, my nigga, and you was out here doing music? You go make a song?
Shit, one of my partners committed suicide. I made a music video. He was in the video.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean? I motherfucking, what did they do? Like, the end, what did I do at the end of the video? I dedicated it to him, you know what I'm saying?
That's what's up, RIP, man.
But I ain't just drag it out, you know what I mean? Like, every song I made, not saying that's what he be doing, but I mean, that's how it's looking.
That's what they be saying in the comments. I'm trying to get to it, man.
Oh, what he said? What they said? It might be easier on Facebook.
I'm on Facebook.
You are?
Mm-hmm. That shit just goes
way back. Yeah, they post so much. It was a minute ago.
Oh, there it goes. Bam, got him.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay. So, this is on the comments. Like, this is no shade. We're just going to go straight to it, right? All right. Ricky Spivey said, this is a faulty representation.
That's my big homie.
This is a faulty representation of my city. We do not, I repeat, do not approve or consign this message.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the homie Spivey.
You know what I'm saying? So, hold on.
He talking about what message? The message that T-Rail said or what they said?
About what T-Rail said.
We do not confirm this message yet. I can't stop feeling.
It was when he said, because it was the one that he was talking about when he was explaining that situation.
Let's say what T-Rail said.
He said,
his caption.
I've reached out to Rod Wave, Moray, whatever that nigga's name is.
Moray, yeah.
Yeah, they don't want to fuck with me. A lot of industry people don't
fuck. Wait a minute. Okay, say that again.
Yeah, my nigga. they don't want to fuck with me. Mm. A lot of industry people don't fuck with me. But I pray for their success. I'm just going to keep doing me the best I can. Ain't no hatred in my heart. And it's been that way for years. I'm not complaining. I'm not upset. I just want to let those know. Even though I'm famous, it ain't what it seems. People don't want to see you do good, point blank. But I also love regardless and pray that everyone sees success.
It's a dirty industry. I get it. But my nigga, you should have just wrote that in your journal at home. Your personal little journal or diary.
So we gonna go to the comments. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. But shout out to Real though, man.
Yeah.
Hold on, so you gonna hit the comments.
That's stupid. Hold on. It says, let me clear my shit. It says, I want to see everyone successful, so why are you calling other people out by name, implying they don't want to see me do good? ? Wow. Never seen such a cry for attention with such a heavy mix of dry hate as well, though. Wow.
So, wow.
Oh, it was going in. Yeah, man, it's like that. I mean, I'm just reading some of the comments, bro. These niggas was vicious.
Yeah, they was. The ones I seen. It says, like, damn.
So, okay, I'm going to read one more. And this is from the comments. Like I say, he from the town, man. 785, stand up. Salute that. But I'm just reading off the comments. I ain't going to say the lady's name. But she says, see, I like T-Rail, even though I still think he clout chasing off Mo3 name. Dude got talent nonetheless, but baby boy, don't come for Rock motherfucking wave. The man booked and busy as you should be. Ain't nobody gonna wanna work with somebody who would get mad and start name dropping because you can't get your way. Fucking his career up before it starts. That was a girl though. So.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, man. It is.
Drop a comment. Let us know what you think about the whole situation.
Yeah. For the town though, 785, man.
All right.
Respectfully.
Let me hit y'all with this real quick. So, this is just quick. Imaginary thing.
Okay.
Let's say that you guys are with your family. You're going on a trip, road trip, somewhere in California. Y'all done booked the Airbnb. You ever stayed at an Airbnb? Ever booked one? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, though. Yeah.
So basically, it's a spot for you and your family or whatever. Just imagine that. So y'all done drove. Y'all get there to the Airbnb, and the Airbnb is just a field. All four corners of your location, it's nothing there. Whoever, you know, people put Airbnbs on the internet and shit, and y'all done paid and shit, and they just finessed y'all.
It's supposed to be a house, but then it's just,
exactly.
It's just some land.
It's supposed to be some kind of resident for y'all to stay in, and it's just land.
So it depends if it was like a cornfield where I can't see shit, but if I
find it was just a straight field.
No, just a field. No, nothing.
Nothing there.
I just a
road. You just, it's there. Like, there's a corner, you see the street. Because that's what basically happened to these motherfuckers in real life. They got finessed.
That's fucked up.
Niggas is on Airbnb now, like, finessing, bro. That's fucked up.
And you're supposed to be renting it, though. You ain't buying it.
Yeah, you just renting it for how many days you staying there or whatever. But you didn't pay for it. You feel me?
Man, I'm finna go buy some motherfucking tents at the local Walmart.
How you gonna find the people that really did that shit, though?
If I said, I'm finna have a party, my nigga. I'm finna give me some tents. Set up out in this motherfucker. I'm gonna find somewhere that's close in town. I'm gonna tell them niggas we having a party at such and such and such and such. I don't know the address, but I'm gonna send you my location. And I'm gonna do that.
Real talk.
Especially if you really, I mean, I don't know. It's fucked up, man, but you know you ain't gonna find them people.
So what about the football player?
Oh, man, I didn't get his name. You got his name? He plays for the Raiders. I know that. Yep, hold on.
Yeah, I got it. Thank you. Yeah, his name is Carl Nassib, or Nassib, defensive end of the Las Vegas Raiders.
Play it.
Oh.
You playing? Yeah.
I really have the best life. I got the best family, friends, and job a guy could ask for. I'm a pretty private person, so I hope you guys know that I'm really not doing this for attention. I just think that representation and visibility are so important. I actually hope that, like, one day, videos like this and the whole coming out process are just not necessary. But until then, you know, I'm going to do my best and do my part to cultivate a culture that's accepting, that's compassionate. And I'm going to start by donating $100,000 to the Trevor Project. They're an incredible organization. They're the number one suicide prevention service for LGBTQ youth in America. And they're truly doing incredible things. And I'm very excited to be a part of it, to help in any way that I can. And I'm really pumped to see what the future holds. Carl Nassib, I'm at my house here in Westchester, Pennsylvania. Just want to take a quick moment to say that I'm gay. I've been meaning to do this for a while now, but I finally feel comfortable enough to get it off my chest.
Yeah, so he's an active player. I think this is the first one, maybe.
Yeah, that hasn't been retired, plays for the Raiders.
It's a different time we're living in.
Yeah. I mean, these don't respectfully, man. You know, it is what it is.
I'm not really surprised because there's a lot of, like, trans men that be playing, like, basketball in high schools and community colleges and shit on the women's team.
They be playing on the girls' team.
Exactly. It's the same shit. It ain't the same shit, but it's like you in the locker room. This nigga's probably staring at my dick one day, but this dude is a whole dude dressed up as a woman playing in the women's locker room.
Right, but you over there hooping the girls. Man, you can actually be in the NBA in the men's league. I'm just saying. If you.
Yeah, but that's that LMNOP community.
Respectfully, man, whatever that is, you know, them letters got you. Respectfully, not like that, but I just don't want to fuck it up.
Right. So, I wanted to ask you, back in the, I guess recently, Usher just said that T-Pain fucked up singing in R&B with all his auto-tune shit. What's your thoughts?
Man, I think T-Pain changed the game a little bit. The nigga was 18, bro. I watched the whole three-hour interview.
Did you fuck with his music back in the day? Honestly.
Oh, nigga, you could get some cutty off that shit. Hell yeah, I fuck with him. Nah, I'm cool.
Yeah, for sure.
You can get some cutty off a lot of that nigga shit.
Definitely.
But the nigga was 18. I never realized that. So when I learned he was 18 in the interview, man, it just gave me a perspective that was totally crazy. Like, that nigga was graduating high school, or you would be how the fuck do you go from that to just hits, my nigga? Like,
I think that Usher's right. I don't think T-Pain fucked up R&B, because that's essentially what he's talking about. Because you think about R&B, like, y'all know, we came up listening to R&B to, you know, our sisters
shit,
or aunts or whoever was listening to it. You know what I mean? This shit's installed in our head, but it's all, real R&B to me is always going to be like, you know, early 90s, mid 90s, R. Kelly type shit.
And niggas had them Jodeci boots, Jodeci, my nigga.
Right.
Yeah.
It comes with a specific sound.
Gotcha.
But I feel like Usher is right, because T-Pain kind of like allowed everybody else to just come out and start doing this auto-tune shit. At one point, everybody was auto-tuned.
That's because we went out of a state in music or hip-hop or anything where there was originality. Mm-hmm. So it went to a point at that time where, okay, they making money off this. Well, I can make money off and do the same shit, but I can do a little bit better. I'm saying? Because at one time in hip-hop, it was all about originality. Even with right. R&B and all that, it was all about originality. Your little sprinkle on to me, you know what I mean? That's how I see music at all, in a whole.
Everybody fucked up the game.
And then at one time when he did that, oh, this is how he did it with this machine. Oh my nigga, I can sing too. I can hold a little tone.
That shit's tight, but it's everybody wasn't doing it and sounding right. Everybody was just coming with how they could come with it, not the way he was. And it wasn't like T-Pain was really rapping. T-Pain was singing.
Yeah, he could actually sing.
Yeah, sure.
So that's
let us know in the comments what you think, how you feel about that shit. That shit crazy for real, because everybody now is like on the radio, everybody's harmonizing and singing. Ain't nobody really rapping no more.
Right. My mom told me that shit a long time ago. She said, you know you're harmonizing. Nigga, what are you talking about? But
so yeah, recently American Airlines, they just canceled flights for July, because they're short-staffed and they're having maintenance problems. And they said that they're going to be canceling another 50 to 80 flights to the month after that. So if you done booked a flight, my nigga, look into that.
Hey, I don't even feel comfortable, man. Like, so when you say short-staffed, does that mean like you short-staffed?
They're hiring.
Hold on. So there's a difference. Hold on, my nigga. Look, this is serious. So is there a difference like you ain't got enough workers to work inside, my nigga, the plane, or you don't have enough workers to work outside of the plane? See, it gets serious. So if we looking at situations like that, my nigga, I'm just gonna go ahead and drive.
Yeah,
I ain't fucking with you. Fuck that.
I'm really speaking on the people that done already booked some shit.
Yeah, man, you better get your money
you
back.
You going to Vegas in July? You need to get a credit.
It's $40. You can.
Yeah.
Don't even worry about it. You better get a third stimulus check.
Right.
From what I heard.
Shout out to the government for that. That's what's up.
Yeah, that's crazy though. But yeah, man, you got to get that back. I'm not flying, bro. Because if you're talking about if you shutting down the airlines, I promise they ain't got enough mechanics to look over that shit.
Also, another.
Did you fly anywhere? Have you flown? You drove?
You ever flew a plane?
Have you flown in a plane?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say, Southwest Airlines.
I fuck with them, bro.
They're having a special. If you book a flight between September 15th and, like, November 6th or something, they're having, like, real cheap, really, really cheap.
So
it's on their site, too.
My next question is, hey, hold on. So did they steal all these workers from the other airlines?
I don't know, maybe.
How do they still happen to have their workers in these other people?
Good fucking question. That might be.
Because they all pull up to the same airport, right?
Yeah. That might be what that is.
Some don't sound right to me, bro. And unless they paying these niggas some guap.
Yeah. I don't know. That might be.
That's a question. I don't know, man. I just. shit, fuck that. And then when I fly, man, you gotta give me one of them little masks I can put up on my face, cause niggas got corona. So I'm just gonna put the little mask on now that come down from the ceiling like in the movies.
For sure.
Yeah, let me breathe off that.
Hell yeah.
That's how I feel, my friend.
I'm plugged in. So look, July, the state of Louisiana, anyone wrongfully convicted of a crime will receive $25,000 to $40,000 for each year that they were in jail. The max that they can receive is $400,000, and that can be paid over 10 years. Or they can receive, those that receive $250,000, they can receive that over like 5 years.
Man, you better give me my motherfucking money, nigga. I've been locked up in this motherfucking...
And the fact that that even is like what it is now, that they would come out with something like that just goes to show you how
that they
fucked up Louisiana system is.
Yeah, you got niggas.
I've always heard about Louisiana's prison system being fucked up. Boosie used to talk about it a lot, how fucked up the system is. So shout out to them for making that change and trying to do better.
In fact, so.
You know what I'm saying? What you think about, here, Texas, as of September, they can carry handguns with no license, no permit, no training.
Yeah, I
seen
that.
In September, so.
You can come right there. What you doing?
In the grocery store.
Banging. McDonald's.
Yeah. Texas.
Chicken nuggets.
Texas gonna be live now.
Wild, wild west.
It was already like that.
Hey, though, for real. Yeah. I done heard some stories, man, like.
You got some family down there?
No, I used to fuck around down there. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Niggas done told me some, you know what I mean? It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. I noticed that Lil Durk finally posted on Instagram after his older brother got shot, killed, like, last week.
Was that in Chicago? Where did he get shot?
Yeah, it was in Chicago. He was, like, outside of a nightclub. And I don't know what transpired, but somehow he got hit in the head.
Damn.
And, yeah, it's fucked up because I really fuck with Durk, but... They said that they like obviously they still don't know who actually did it, but a lot of the internet was basically saying like that nigga need to stop dissing his dead ops all the motherfucking time. He's just asking for that shit, right. And of course you know 6ix9ine's bitch ass got in the comments, and I think he made a whole post trolling the whole situation, talking about damn he keep losing people and he need to stop dissing, you know what I mean? So.
Hey, man.
That whole shit is crazy, bro. Because I recently been watching a lot of Chicago shit.
Yeah.
About a lot of the niggas that was out there that are dead, by the way. There's so much shit on YouTube about dead.
What about the Grim Reaper, though, man? What about this nigga, Reese, Lil Reese, my nigga? This
yeah,
nigga
Reese.
Here. Mm-hmm. This nigga that got shot in the neck.
Head.
Was trying to get a bag. This is just what. This is confirmed.
That's what happened.
He was trying to get a bag, and whoever was in the, you know, he was in the car with, supposedly stole the car. So they came out, dump it, pop, 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 pop. You know what I mean? He was trying to get away. Police slammed him. Mm-hmm. Had him leaking and shit. It's fucked up. You know what I mean?
Like 2-3 years ago, he got shot, and I remember they pulled his pants off of him.
No, he was beating him.
Oh, they was just beating him up.
Yeah.
Yeah, he. Hey, they call him the Grim Reaper though.
He didn't die. You know what I mean? And I don't know. You just gotta watch the videos out there, man. Cause I ain't trying to say nothing about nothing.
Yeah.
But if you watch the videos, you see why they call them that. You know what I'm saying.
Yeah, them niggas in Chicago's they really don't want out there funking for real.
Yeah, he did an interview, man. Like shit, and he recorded the song after he got shot in the neck. I thought that shit was crazy too, where he whispered kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Outside is what it's called. Yeah, I'll plug that motherfucker in. It's called Outside.
Yeah, also recently, Moneybagg Yo, his, I guess like all his day one partners, including his own dad, all came out on the internet the other day. And they said that he switched up. He's changed ever since he got famous. And I think that shit probably is quite awkward in the industry because, I mean, how can you be the same every day? You know what I mean? At the crib, if you're.
Bro, if you making.
If you're a multi-millionaire, going on tour, doing all type of shit, it's just making, people sitting at home broke.
If you're making 50 bands a show, bro.
I don't understand that.
You're gonna feel totally different. Cause all you gotta do is, bro, I'm finna go to this motherfucking show. I don't care what you on, my nigga. If you ain't rolling, that's cool.
Right.
I'm finna get this 50 bands. You don't even know what I'm getting. You just coming along partying and shit, and I'm breaking you off, right?
Mm-hmm.
Play your position. You're gonna get your 5-ball. When we get a little bigger, you might get a 10-ball or
pride
whatever.
Pride and ego. Don't wanna learn what's going on and adapt to the change and That's that whole mindset. You I can't think of nothing else.
You done did so many shows, and you like, well, bro, look, man, I got the money for a feature. Nah, it's business. I got the money for the feature now, right? Mm-hmm. And they're going to be like, well, damn, this nigga done saved up. I'm just saying how it go in the right. music industry. Oh, this nigga's about his business. Nah, bro, you keep that shit. I'm going to do this shit for love, but this is what you need to do. And then you're going to be on. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It is a level when people respect it, but it's all a game. Like, if you ain't going to put that hustle into yourself, a lot of people ain't going to fuck with you.
Facts. So NASA confirms if an asteroid is headed to Earth, there's not a motherfucking thing we can do about it.
Yeah.
So what the fuck?
It's a wrap. But me, okay. Man, look at a lot of them. Some people or some type of people on this Earth that actually lived in Earth. So if that makes sense. Like the caves, the tunnels, shit like that. Like the shit you see on that, that's in rocks where it's like villages or whatever. You see, a lot of that shit goes far, far back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, I don't know.
I feel like about the pyramids too, like in Egypt and shit. Like they always been saying that like the stones on them pyramids are they weigh tens of tons of pounds.
How the fuck do they do that?
And they're big as fuck. So yeah. It's like, how the fuck they get it down?
And they didn't give you every bogus ass excuse.
I believe there was dinosaurs too at one point.
Yeah, I think it was like, I don't know. I think our perception of shit and how they painted it to us. It's probably totally left from what it actually is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think we may have been a lot smarter. We may not have the materials that we have now. But I think it might have been totally different. Motherfuckers, I don't know. Shit was just different. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So we're going to go ahead and wrap it up with the slap of the week.
Who you got?
I'll go ahead and start. Where have I been slapping? I've been slapping my nigga Mr. Munchie. He got a song called... Ooh, nah, nah. It's on all platforms. You can go stream it everywhere. He just dropped a project a couple weeks ago called Perfect Imperfection. And, so I've been slapping ooh, nah, nah. I would slap it on here, but for copyright laws and presentation, we're not going to get into that. So that's my slap of the week. Go check that out. Add it to your playlist. That motherfucker slap.
Hey, man, for real. I had to go back to Fuelo cruise tripping, mm-hmm. man. It was playlistic to me.
Oh, you know for
me?
Sure.
Number two.
Off the rip. Drop gun thinking
on my bitch. Hey, she was hard. But shout out to Fuelo, man. It's on all digital platforms, man. Cruise Tripping, that's the name of it. Any city about to drop some more shit. So tap in with the man, town's finest.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. You already know what the fuck going on. It's your boy Dwayne O.
And it's your boy XK.
And I'm plugged in.
I'm plugged in.
Get back at y'all next time.